It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to welcome back Alesso. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to speak to you again, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, man?
I'm very good. Any news on the lost luggage? I've been stalking you on Twitter and realised that you... What clothes are you wearing right now then? The ones that you got to the UK about 3 days ago in, or what?
No, I actually got it back. I drove myself to the airport screaming at them and finally got my luggage last minute. But yeah, second time in 2 weeks they lose my luggage.
Yeah, I saw your little passive-aggressive tweet. It was very good.
I was trying to be polite.
Yeah, it was good. No, it came across very polite, but we've all been there and it is an absolute nightmare. Not good.
It is. And for me, you know, to travel as much as I do, I can't afford losing my stuff. It's really important for me to have them.
Yeah, buying a new outfit in every single city you perform in probably is not a good thing.
Well, it's not just outfit. It's you know... stuff that I need to bring on tour, it just makes it, you know, very, it's crazy. I need this stuff. Really.
Yeah. Well, glad to hear it's all been sorted out in the end.
Yeah.
And whenever I look at you on Facebook or on Twitter, I mean, you look at the past just month. On your Facebook page, and there's pictures of you with some amazing parties and amazing gigs. What's the craziest party you've been to recently, or you've DJed at?
Definitely Coachella.
I figured you were going to say that one. Yeah. That did look incredible.
Yeah, it was my third time I'm playing at Coachella, but this was definitely the best one I've ever done there. So I will remember that show forever. Those weekends.
And for people who don't know about it, it's this American festival, right? Which is just, I mean, I saw how many people were there then in total.
I don't really know. Around maybe 60,000-80,000, maybe.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah, I broke the record on the Sahara tent, I'm very glad people showed up.
Yes, exactly. And presumably you just have an amazing time at those sorts of festivals.
It's amazing. Just being there is great, and that atmosphere, and you know, it's out in the desert. You don't really know where you are at the same time you do. And it's cool. It's really cool.
It does look absolutely amazing. Do you still get nerves ahead of gigs? Because I read, you know, when you first started out, you were relatively, obviously, quite nervous about DJing. Do you still get nerves ahead of playing, you know, like you say, to 80,000 people?
No, I feel a lot more confident today. I feel like I deliver better sets today. After, you know, practice, you know, makes you better, I guess. And I've been doing it now for a couple of years, I'm glad to be feeling this confident today than I was before, because I feel like I deliver a better show than for the people that...
Well, I read somewhere that you used to do a shot before DJing, just to sort of straighten you out.
Now I don't drink at all before my shows, because I want to, you know, be in a sober condition. So I,
So no nerves, just excitement ahead of those sorts of gigs, presumably.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Were you nervous ahead of this new video, Cool, which is fantastic, by the way, ahead of dancing in that? Because that is something that for me as an English person especially, dancing on camera is not a thing I'd like to be doing.
No, I just wanted to do a fun video and trying to not take myself too serious and also not repeat myself and do the same kind of thing over and over, and it was so much fun making that.
For people who haven't seen it, Alesso plays this sort of nerdy school kid in the video who just sort of starts throwing shapes but breaks out in the middle of classroom. I like some of the moves actually there. Were they yours? I know there was a choreographer there, but did you include some of your own moves in that?
Everything was improvised.
Was
I
it?
Got some I was I got some help, but when while we were shooting, everything was improvised. So yeah, those are true moves.
So those are the ones you'd use in a dance off.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah. Was that what you were like in school? You know, were you a nerdier person, or were you one of the cool
no.
kids?
No, I don't know. I guess I was in between, because I am a nerd when it comes to video games and producing, and you know, I'm a computer freak. At the same time, I you know, I love hanging out with friends and party and stuff like that. So I guess I was a little bit in between.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
But I suppose the...
But I didn't wear that outfit or anything. No, I play a character.
No, I don't think many people in reality probably did and got through school if you're wearing something like that. But you mentioned the nerdy side of you, and how excited must you have been when it was announced you were going to have a role in a video game? That is so cool and unheard of, really.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be happier to be able to do this with Starbreeze, and the game is called Payday, and that's why I did a track. I thought of the game, and you know, and so I'll be in the game for a mission that you can play there, and yeah, it's that's definitely something I would never think would happen when I started making music.
No, exactly. I mean, there's a thing called the Alesso heist in the game.
Exactly.
And that is just, that's a dream to come true, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
So jealous of that. I think the closest I'll come is when you can just, like, create a character on Tekken or whatever, you know, those sorts of things. Now, we've got to talk about this album, Forever, which is out on the 25th. We spoke before about it when we were chatting about the Heroes track a few months back, but how excited are you to finally get all those songs you've been working on for the past few years finally out there?
It feels great. It's a relief, actually. I'm just happy and excited, and you know, I feel like, you know, I can breathe out a bit.
And some amazing songs on there, you know, top 10 hits, number ones on there as well. Must be nice to finally see all this body of work finally come together.
Yeah, for sure. I feel very proud of the album, actually, and hopefully my fans and other people will like it too.
Well, judging by the reaction on Twitter and Facebook, they certainly are very much looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. That makes me so happy.
And, you know, we've spoken before about you collaborating with people. You've got, you know, you've got Roy English on this track, and you've got you know, Ryan Tedder, of course, and Tuvalu. Is there anyone out there that you are looking to maybe collaborate with in the future, or any just sort of dream collaborations you would like to work on?
Yeah, there are many. But, you know, like, when I got that question the other day, and, like, I really feel to be working on all these artists on the album, that, you know, it felt amazing, and I'm very thankful for having them on the album. So thank you to all of you guys that are on the album.
I suppose it's one of those things of half the time the collaboration's almost just landing your lap, as opposed to, you know, you can't always just force a collaboration to happen.
No, not at all. But the key is, you know, to have also a good, you know, chemistry, and that both feel happy and both are excited. That's really important.
Having you on the show tonight, I really wanted to ask you about one thing that is coming up for me, actually. You've played a load of gigs all over the world, and you have got a gig in Las Vegas coming up soon alongside the likes of Calvin Harris and Avicii and a whole host of other amazing names. I'm off to Las Vegas in the summer.
Oh,
I've never
cool.
been to America, never been to Las Vegas before. Is there any advice that you would give me before I go to Las Vegas? What have I got to look forward to?
You got amazing parties, actually. My advice is to shut off your phone.
Okay.
And just go crazy.
Okay. Just lose yourself in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And hope you,
exactly.
And hope you make the flight back.
Exactly. You're going to feel... It's the best feeling to arrive to Vegas, and it's the best feeling to leave Las Vegas.
knowing that you've made it through the few days that you've been there.
Yeah, I can only last in Vegas for a couple of days, then I need to go. It gets too crazy otherwise.
Okay, I think we're going for like 6 days, so I'm a bit concerned.
Holy
now.
You're
Are we in
good
trouble?
Luck.
Oh no. Oh dear.
Yeah, because, you know, because here's the thing with Las Vegas, why it's amazing place to go to party, but also can be dangerous for some people, is that you can party 24/7 there. There's no stop. There's no like, no, we don't serve alcohol anymore. There's always a place you can go and have another drink. And
Well, mark me down as scared as excited for that one. That's going to be an interesting.
You'll have a great time. You'll have a great time for sure.
Okay, well, I'll let you know if I make it back all right.
Okay, good. We'll see if you ended up back on the show here.
Yeah, let's see. Let's not promise anything yet. Alesso, it has been lovely chatting to you tonight. Thank you so much.